For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The final victim of last week's deadly shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh has been laid to rest. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers has a message for the alleged shooting suspect.
How dare you defile our holy space? What made you think you could ever do that? How would you feel if someone did that to your mother's house of worship?
The last of the 11 victims, 97-year-old Rose Ballinger, was laid to rest Friday. Senator Ted Cruz has been unyielding in his final stump speeches, attacking Democrat Beto O'Rourke's positions on everything from climate change and immigration to health care.
Congressman O'Rourke is proposing socialized medicine, the federal government in charge of your health care and your doctor.
O'Rourke says it's possible to extend health insurance to everyone.
There are a number of ways to get there, from Medicare for all to one where you use a mix of employer-based insurance.
Public polling shows the race could be as close as 3 percentage points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The community of Tallahassee, Florida is mourning the death of at least 2 people and wounding of 5 others at a yoga studio. The suspect then killed himself, but Police Chief Michael DeLeo says he's proud of how everyone has rallied together.
But the fact is, if you look at the resiliency, the spirit, the fact that we had people fight this attacker to help save other people and prevent him from doing further harm really, I think, speaks to the true spirit of Tallahassee.
One victim was shot 9 times. Police identified the suspect as 40-year-old Scott Paul Brilli, who had a history of arrests for grabbing women. So far, no motive for the shooting has been given. Former Hoosier coach Bobby Knight, during a campaign rally in Indiana, came up with a slogan for President Trump, similar to what Harry Truman had.
And what I want you to say is very simply this: go get 'em, Donald!
Trump attended the rally Friday in Indianapolis. He largely focused on illegal immigration while campaigning for Senate candidate Mike Braun. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gusty winds and twisters continue to ravage the southeastern U.S. USA's Wendy King has more.
More than 2 dozen tornadoes ripped up parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. At least 4 of the tornadoes touched down in the Tampa area, causing major damage to many homes and businesses.
The man accused of sending explosive devices through the mail to prominent Democrats was in court on Friday. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Cesar Sayak, the man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, included shards of glass in several packages and also searched for the wife and kids of some of the folks who actually received the bombs. That's according to the feds. Sayak's attorney says all the evidence against him is circumstantial.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on, well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there. That's all the paper says. The other stuff is fluff. There's no other evidence in there that connects him with this allegation.
Scientists have made an amazing discovery off the coast of California. More than 1,000 octopuses have gathered together to lay a cluster of white eggs. It's a federally protected area. According to the LA Times, scientists and educators were able to observe the cephalopods with their bodies tucked upside down into nooks with their tentacles inverted and covering the eggs from remotely operated vehicles aboard the Ocean Exploration Trust's Nautilus, a 211-foot vessel that's been charting previously unseen marine life and capturing it on a 24-hour live stream since June. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.